Upper East Siders, Gossip Girl here, and I have the biggest news ever. One of my many sources, Melanie91, sends us this. Spotted at Grand Central, bags in hand, Serena Vanderwoodson. Was it only a year ago our It Girl mysteriously disappeared for, quote, boarding school? And just as suddenly, she's back. Don't believe me? See for yourself. Lucky for us, Melanie91 sent proof. Thanks for the photo, Mel.
Dan, Jenny, over here.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, you made it. Welcome back. How was your weekend?
How's your mom?
She's
fine.
Good. That's fine and good.
She's good and fine.
Like maybe I never should have left Manhattan fine, or taking a time out from my marriage was the best idea I ever had fine.
Dad, you know what? I'm starving.
Let's go home. I'm cooking. Caprese salad, a little mozzarella to buffalo. Yeah, I'm gonna make you guys.
Spotted, lonely boy. Can't believe the love of his life has returned. If only she knew who he was. But everyone knows Serena, and everyone is talking. Wonder what Blair Waldorf thinks. Sure, they're BFFs, but we always thought Blair's boyfriend Nate had a thing for Serena.
I have to design a dress for this woman, Blair. If you're going to wear one of my designs, tell me so we can at least get it properly fitted.
Thanks, Mom. Keep that in mind. Great party.
She is my best advertisement.
So, Nate, started thinking about college?
Well, actually, I'm a Dartmouth man. Yes, Dad's always spoken very highly of Dartmouth, but I'd like to check out West, you know, maybe USC, UCLA.
His mother wouldn't hear of it. Dartmouth is far enough away for her.
Yes, well, Dartmouth is my first choice.
Excuse me, Captain. Nate, can I borrow you?
Sure. Will you excuse me for a second?
Nathaniel. Any interest in some fresh air?
When I get back?
If he gets back.
What's going on?
I want to do this. It. Now.
Now? I thought you wanted to wait.
Not anymore.
Better lock it down with Nate, B. Clock's ticking.
My God, you'll never believe it's in Gossip Girl.
Someone saw Serena getting off the train at Grand Central.
Good. Things were getting a little dull around here.
Too.
Serena Vanderwoodson? Is that you?
Blair, it's Serena.
Serena?
Serena's at school. Kiss me.
No, I just heard your mom say she's here. So you want to go say hey?
Yeah. Totally.
I thought she was a pregnant.
No, yeah, it's on me.
She looks good.
So I told him, forget it. I don't care if it's Mirakami. It clashes with my sofa.
Mom. Mom. Hey. Oh. See you.
Serena, darling. Oh.
So where is he? Wait, they haven't let him out yet?
Let's not discuss that right now, okay? I thought you might want to see some of your friends.
Thanks. Hi! Serena!
So good to see you!
Come, we're about to have dinner.
I set a place for you at the table next to Blair.
Yeah, actually, there's somewhere I have to go.
You're leaving?
Yeah, I don't feel well. I just wanted to come by and say hi. I'll see you at school tomorrow.
School. So I guess she's back for good.
Didn't you know she was coming?
Of course I did.
I just wanted it to be a surprise.
Word is that S bailed on B's party in under 90 seconds and didn't even have one limoncello. Has our bad girl really gone good? Or is it all just part of the act?
Young lady, you can't be here. Visiting hours are over.
My family. He's my brother.
Why'd she leave? Why'd she return? Send me all the deets. And who am I? That's one secret I'll never tell. The only one. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
Where is she been, Serena? And who am I? That's one secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
Serena. Serena. You know, I've been better.
Eric, I know I've been a terrible sister. I'm just so happy to see you.
Must be a lot of rumors while you're back.
Yeah. But none of them mention you.
Just like Mom wants, huh?
What do I want, baby? For Serena to sleep in her own bed, possibly wearing pajamas.
Morning, Mom. Hey, I was just about to ask the doctor if I could take Eric to breakfast. Want to come?
No, I think what I'll do is go get him a croissant down the street.
Serena, don't.
Let me guess, you told everyone Eric's just visiting Grandpa in Rhode Island.
Your Aunt Carol in Miami.
So you're actually hiding him?
He tries to take his own life, and you're worried it's going to cost you Mom of the Year?
Serena, you've been gone, doing who knows what with God knows who.
I told you, boarding school was not like that.
And you know what? As happy as I am to have you home, you have no idea what it's been like.
Guess whose dad is cool?
It's a trick question.
Yeah, because it can't be ours.
Look at this.
Top 10 forgotten bands of the 90s.
Yeah, check out his number 9.
He's very proud.
Hey, way to be forgotten.
But that's how you get remembered.
Made me care if Dad's band was on Gossip Girl.
What? Gossip Girl? It's less for chicks.
So that was in your laptop up into it last night, reading all about Serena Vanderwood?
Rolling Stone? Wow. Let me take a look at this again, Dad.
Very cool.
Lincoln Hawk, number 9.
Hey, what are you working on?
It's called the Kiss on the Lips Party. Everyone's going.
You were invited to that? Well, no offense if I sound surprised, since I've never been invited.
One of the girls in my art class saw my calligraphy, and she said that if I addressed all the invitations, that I could have one.
Sounds very fair. Sweatshops could learn a thing or two.
This is not a platform for one of your anti-capitalist rants.
Yes, it is.
Because you make us go to private schools.
That's for your education.
So we should just be anonymous losers who eat lunch alone and never get invited to parties.
Works for me.
Mom thinks it's a good idea.
And her judgment is always sound, right? Jenny? If you want to go to that party, you should go. The kids could use some fun.
Nate?
Oh, hey. Your mom told me you guys were staying here at the palace.
Yeah, we're renovating again. You know my mom, if it's not broke, break it. So what are you doing here?
Oh, I just wanted to see how you were. You seemed kind of upset last night.
I gotta get going and change for school. I'm gonna be late.
Serena.
No. No.
But you're back now.
I didn't come back for you. Look, Blair's my best friend, and you're her boyfriend, and she loves you. That's the way things are supposed to be.
That level of perfection, it needs to be violated.
You are deeply disturbed.
And yet you know I'm right. You're telling me if you had the chance...
I have a girlfriend.
The guys have been dating since kindergarten, and you haven't sealed the deal.
Who says seal the deal?
Come on. Are you following us or something?
No, I go to your school. Identical uniforms? Is that kind of a tip-off?
It's funny.
So, you guys want to sit together at lunch?
So cute! They should be framed or something.
Not bad work. And here's yours. As promised.
Thanks. Hey! Here you guys are. I looked all over the dining hall for you. Oh, hi. I'm Serena.
I know. I mean, hi, I'm Jen.
So, when's the party?
Saturday. And you're kind of not invited. Since until 12 hours ago, everyone thought you were boarding school. Now we're full. And Jenny used up all the invites. Actually, you can go now. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I got a lot of stuff to do anyway.
Well, we should get going then. Unless you want us to wait for you. Looks like you got a lot of yogurt left.
No, go ahead. Blair? Think we can meet tonight?
I'd love to. But I'm doing something with Nate tonight.
The palace. 8 o'clock? Nate will wait.
Spotted on the steps of the Met, an S and B power struggle.
Could probably do a half hour.
Did S think she could waltz home and things would be just like they were?
Thanks for making the time.
You're my best friend.
Did B think S would go down without a fight? Or can these two hotties work it out? There's nothing Gossip Girl likes more than a good cat fight. And this could be a classic.
You know, Dad, there's this thing called MySpace, where you can post all this information online. Say some trees, have a blog.
Maybe if musicians got off their blogs and picked up their guitars, the music business would be in better shape.
Spoken like a true relic.
Thanks, son.
Hey, Dad, listen, I gotta run. You gonna be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, your mom will be back. She's always been a free spirit. Some of the reasons I called her in the first place.
I meant with the flyers.
Luckily, staple guns are old school.
Yo,
I'm gonna be fine.
I talked to the nurse and I'm kidnapping you.
We're going shopping, aren't we?
We're going to Bindle's. Just for an hour, though, I swear. I had a really bad day.
Really? Because I had a great day. A couple of pills, bunch of Rorschach tests. They had this green jello for lunch.
Why didn't you save me any? Come on, let's go. We gotta get you out of here before Mom shows up.
Jenny. What is it? What's wrong?
Do you like this on me?
Wait. Wait a second, is that why you needed me? I thought this was an emergency.
A fashion emergency. I mean, come on, I've never been to a big dance before.
Neither have I.
Yeah, but Mom's gone and Dad's allergic to department stores.
Well, you look good, Jen. You do, really.
Thanks. I mean, too bad it's more than our rent, but I think I can sew something like it. Oh my gosh, it's Serena. Hi, Serena.
Hey. Hey, Jenny, right?
Yeah, hi.
This is my...
Silas, and personal shopper, Eric.
Hi, this is my brother.
So is that your dress for the kiss on the lips party?
Sort of. Speaking of that, here. I made you one during free period, but if anyone asks where you got it, I know nothing.
Thanks.
Yeah? Damn.
Jenny, that dress would look even better in black.
Black. Cool. Thanks.
This is some good stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna need it. Flair's mom's at the country house.
Yeah? Well, then maybe I should swipe some of my dad's Viagra. Well, my mom's Paxil?
Nathaniel, you're finally about to have sex with your girlfriend. It's like you're headed to your execution.
No, man, I'm good.
Talk to Chuck, buddy. You and Blair have been dating forever. All of a sudden, there's a problem.
There's no problem. It's just... do you ever feel like our whole lives have been planned out for us? That we're just gonna end up like our parents?
Man, that's a dark thought.
You know, are we entitled to choose just to be happy?
Look easy, Socrates. What we're entitled to is a trust fund. Maybe a house in the Hamptons, a prescription drug problem.
But happiness does not seem to be on the menu, so smoke up and seal the deal with Blair, because you're also entitled to tap that ass.
So, how's your mom doing with the divorce and everything?
Great. My dad left her for another man. She lost 15 pounds, got an eye lift. It's been good for her.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I could tell. Since you didn't call her right the entire time it was happening.
No, I know. I was just boarding school.
I don't even know why you went to boarding school to begin with. Do you know how it felt calling your house and you didn't show up at school and having your mom say, Serena didn't tell you that she moved to Connecticut?
I had to go. I needed to get away from everything. Please just trust me.
How can I trust you? And I feel like I don't even know you.
Let's fix that. I saw you at school with Cottie and Iz, and I get it. I don't want to take any of that away from you, right?
Because it's just yours to take if you want it.
No, that's not what I mean. I miss you. I just want things to go back to the way they used to be. You know, walking to school together, dancing on tables at bungalow, and night swimming at your mom's country house. You're like my sister. You know, and with our family. We need each other.
Wow. You missed some classic Eleanor Waldorf meltdowns. It wasn't such a tragedy, it would have been funny. Actually, kind of.
Well, I wish I could have been there.
You are now. I have to meet Nate. Kind of something special planned.
Well, I don't want to keep you, but I love you, B.
I love you too, Wes. Spotted at the Palace Hotel, S and B having a heart-to-heart. Why so thirsty, S? You may have won over B for now, but we still think you're hiding something.
Hey.
Ah, the Invisible Man returns. You know, I really had no idea you could move that fast.
Yeah, well, your fashion emergency was solved, so I figured my work was done.
Come on, Dan. Serena said hi to you at a 9th grade birthday party, and you've never forgotten it.
How could I? She was the only person who spoke to me. I'm pretty sure she thought I was someone else.
But you know, she's actually nice. And if she did know you, I think she'd really like you.
I don't know. I think she might be a tad overwhelmed by the glitz and the glamour of the Humphrey lifestyle.
Well, I heard she's living at the Palace Hotel.
Well, my point exactly.
Probably sitting at the bar by herself, sipping martinis, all alone. You know, it's actually kind of sad. Oh, and, Dad's at the gallery working late. He, left money for dinner, so I was thinking Indian.
You know what? I think I'm gonna go out.
Okay. Good, because I already ordered and only got enough for one.
No, please. I love this town. I'm going to have to tell my parents the hotel they just bought is serving minors.
And if you get a drink, they're also serving pigs.
I love it when you talk dirty.
You just love when a girl talks to you.
Actually, I prefer them when they're not talking.
I've missed your witty banter.
Let's catch up. Take our clothes off, stare at each other.
How about I just get a bite to eat? I've been drinking on an empty stomach.
I heard you didn't do that anymore.
Special occasion.
Well, how about a grilled cheese with truffle oil? You do love truffles.
Enough to know it's not on the menu.
Good thing I'm connected.
Only because I'm hungry.
Wow.
Is it too much? I want it to be special. What's wrong?
Look, I don't know how to say this. If it's even the right thing to do. But, there's something I need to tell you.
Alfonso, you're a stud. Now, have a good night. We're closing the kitchen early.
Oh my God, this is so good.
Well, if you're looking for a way to thank me, I've got a couple ideas.
It's a sandwich, Chuck. This is not happening right now.
You worried Nate will find out? Last year, the Shepherd wedding. I think I don't know why you left town. Come on, hurry up. You know what else we're seeing?
Oh, the happy couple didn't want to put up the cash for the bar. They should have a little BYOB. Oh!
Let me see it.
No, make my
food. Let me show you real quick. Let me see it. Let me
stop.
That never happened to me.
Okay, you're still a man in my eyes. It's your young man.
So are you.
But that was it. You guys kissed?
Classy, yes. I think you're more like me than you'd admit.
No. No, that was then. I'm trying to change.
I liked you better before.
Stop it! Stop! No! Stop! Stop it! I knew it! I always knew there was something. Get out!
Sorry, are you okay?
And just when B&F had built a bridge, it all had to come crashing down. But dry your eyes. The Kiss on the Lips party is around the corner. And you know who loves parties? Gossip Girl.
Nice try, son.
Maybe next time.
You seem upbeat this morning. Did you have fun with Blair last night?
Actually, we got into a pretty big fight.
Oh, you want my advice? Apologize. Even if it was her fault. Flowers, maybe some jewelry if she's really upset. Always works for your mom.
I don't know. I think it might be for the best.
Wait a minute. You guys broke up?
Yeah, I guess we did.
Blair is a great girl.
I know. I'm just not sure if she's the girl for me.
You guys have been dating since kindergarten.
So I keep hearing.
Well, you love her, don't you?
Yes, I do. I just think it might be good for us to take a break, you know?
Maybe not right now. Eleanor Waldorf is gearing up to take her company public, and I've been courting her for months to let me handle the deal.
Then you should get it.
I will get it. If you could just help me out a little bit. What? You love her, she loves you. It's just a rough patch, that's all. You don't give up just because things are hard. Not in business. Or if your family is depending on you.
How do you know it was Miss Vanderwoodson's if you didn't read it? And if you're not a guest of the hotel, what were you doing here?
What? Look, when Prince Charming found Cinderella's slipper, they didn't accuse him of having a foot fetish.
And you're Prince Charming? Well, there's Miss Vanderwoodson now.
Serena.
No. What are you doing?
Hey, do you know this young man?
She doesn't know me. Nobody knows me. It's cool. It's fine.
From last night, right? I'm sorry about that.
You remember me?
She remembers me.
Well, he claims he found your cell phone.
Oh, you found it. Hey, Mom. Guess what I got for you?
A dress for Kiss on the Lips. I saw the invitation on the nightstand.
Oh, I'm not going to that.
What do you mean? Blair's throwing it.
Yeah, see, the problem is, but by the time I got the invitation, I, actually already had plans.
Plans with whom?
My friend.
Hi, nice to meet you, Mrs. Vanderwoodson. I'm Dan Humphrey.
What are you and Dan Humphrey doing?
We're going to a concert tonight.
Linkin Hawk.
Yeah, Rolling Stone named them one of the top 10 forgotten bands of the 90s.
Woo! I'm a huge fan.
Mm.
Well, this party would have been the perfect opportunity for you to announce your return, but I guess I'll just keep the dress for myself.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's not a problem, really.
You'll pick me up at 8?
You really go out with some guy you don't know?
Well, you can't be worse than the guys I do know.
Thanks for meeting me. Look, Blair, I really hurt you, and I know that. And I want to fix it.
Really? And how are you going to do that?
I want to put everything in the past. I'm not going to see Serena again or even talk to her. It'll be like she doesn't exist.
I think that's a good idea. Let's not mention it again. You can eat that.
That's it? Because you were pretty upset last night. I mean, should we talk about this?
There's nothing to talk about. I've reacted. If you say it's in the past, it's in the past. I'm sure you have no feelings for her anymore. I just feel bad for Serena. She'll really miss you. What time is the limo call?
8.
Perfect.
Lily, are you shopping for some art to match your furniture?
Why is my daughter going to one of your concerts?
Because we're awesome.
With your son?
Dan's got a date with Serena.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our kids are bound to meet. It's a small island.
Are you sure it's not some ploy you're using my daughter to get to me now that your wife left you?
How do you know about Allison?
Like you said, small island.
Oh, I get it.
You hear about Allison use your daughter as an excuse to start something.
Yeah. In your dreams.
Well, you are in my dreams, Lily. And one in particular recurs. It involves finding you in the back of a Nine Inch Nails bus with your shoes and your earrings and Trent Reznor. Oh, that happened.
No need to rehash details of decades past. So I moved on.
Yeah, from Trent to Lane to Perry. Until you switched up rock stars for billionaires.
You think you're so cute. Washed up band. Crappy so-called art gallery.
Well, not all of us have settlements from multiple divorces to sustain us.
Just stay out of my life, Rufus.
You're going out with Serena, and I'm going to kiss on the lips. You said this family wasn't cool.
Well, listen, I don't want to be late, but good luck.
Same.
See you at the concert, right, Dad?
Okay. Oh, my God. My daughter's a woman.
Dad, you could just tell me I look nice instead of turning this into a sermon on the passage of time.
You look like your mother.
Thanks.
Blair, let me see how it looks.
Why are you wearing that one? Didn't you see the dress I left on the bed? I like this one. This one is not as elegant a choice as that one. Why do you care so much? Because I love you. Blair, you will never be more beautiful or thin or happy than you are right now. I just want you to make the most of it. I guess I have time to change. And put some product in your hair. The ends are dry.
Well, it's hard to live.
End up with a new boy and a ticket to the inner circle. Or will C end up with another victim? I told you I love parties.
So, I'm a little overdressed, aren't I?
Honestly, I don't really have a problem with your appearance. Hey, come on, I want you to meet one of the guys in the band.
Oh, so you're a groupie?
Well, not quite. Serena, I'd like you to meet Rufus Humphrey, Dad. This is Serena.
Serena Vander Woodson. I don't know how I know that. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I You guys are a little early. It's going to be a while before we take the stage.
Yeah, I may have slightly over-budgeted for travel time.
Hey!
I should go tune that. Excuse me. Enjoy the show, son. Talk to you later.
Yeah, see you.
You took me to meet your dad on the first date?
So this is a date.
Oh. Maybe I shouldn't have worn my loafers then. Dress down a little bit.
Let's go and talk some quiet.
Okay. Well, this is definitely quieter, but do you actually know where we're going?
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
So, you said you wanted to talk. What did you want to talk about?
How into you I am. Okay, I'm sorry. If you don't want to do anything, that's cool. Let's start over.
Yeah. Do you want to start over back at the party?
Have a glass of champagne, please.
Maybe one.
Sorry, no, nothing. I just, my sister was right. You're nice.
You asked me out on a date and you didn't think I was nice?
No, just thought you were hot. And technically, you asked me out.
Oh, okay, I see. So I'm sensitive, tortured soul boy. It's actually kind of superficial, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
No.
Sorry.
What, better offer?
No, it's my sister. She's at that Kiss and the Lips party, you know? She's having some problems with this guy, Chuck. I'm sorry, I have to go.
I'll go with you.
No, really, that's okay.
No, listen, if it's Chuck, it's not okay.
Look, I'm gonna do a lap, okay? Look for her.
Okay, yeah.
It's Serena. Oh, my gosh.
Really
here? Is that
really
her? She wasn't invited. She's wasted. She's so brave.
No, Serena.
Never really party.
Serena's here?
What is she doing here? She wasn't invited.
Claire, come on. Are you really going to kick her out?
Did you invite her?
What? No. God, I told you.
Do not talk to her.
I was going for a walk.
That's Chuck's scarf.
Oh, God.
Oh,
hey, Jenny!
Chuck, get off of her!
Are you okay?
Son of a... What the hell is your problem? It's a party. Things pass. Who are you anyway? How many times do I have to tell you? I'm in your class. My name is Dan Humphrey. That is my little sister.
Don't you ever touch her again!
Hey, your life is over, slut! Don't forget, I know everything!
you okay?
Yeah, I will be. Just take me home, okay?
So, I think I got a shot at a second date.
Well, I don't think you can top this one.
I did punch someone.
True. We'll talk about it in the cab. Better not show her face again.
I'm actually hoping she will.
Serena making a heroic exit from Bee's party. Too bad for her, there's school on Monday. So until next time, you know you love me. Gossip Girl.